At the winter market, patrons can grab a bite to eat from a food truck and do some shopping for things like produce, meat, and bread from more than 50 local vendors from across the state. The market will be open every other Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rio Grande Depot. Julie Clifford at Clifford Family Farm says it will make her life a little easier.
This gives me an opportunity to expand my business, to keep my business going. I don't have to kind of gear down for the season and gear back up for the season.
The Winter Farmers Market began last year with a pilot program of sorts. Pop-up markets opened up once a month at various locations in the city. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says the winter market is a step toward creating a permanent year-round indoor market sometime in the near future, something he says is already 6 years in the making.
This tells you, like so many things, there are a lot of complications and a lot of challenging issues. Some of them are funding, some of them are finding the best site, some of them are working cooperatively with neighborhoods and finding ways to accomplish what our goals are.
The Rio Grande Depot will be the temporary location for the biweekly market, which ends April 26th. When the year-round market is up and running, Market Director Kim Angeli says the winter market will likely be folded into that operation. The city has no timeline for when this will happen, but Angeli says the plan is to find a home for the year-round market in the same neighborhood. Whitney Evans, KUER News.